The result is an arms race at the very top of the market, particularly in the most competitive cities. Many of the new breed of luxury offices offer concierges, some having poached hospitality teams from places such as the Four Seasons hotel chain and rooftop bars serving high-quality booze. They typically boast eye-catching entrances. The lobby in 425 Park Avenue, an office block around the corner from One Vanderbilt, is three stories tall. At Spiral, a new tower with tree-lined terraces on every floor, the lobby is infused with a signature scent and soothing music. The ambition is to make life as cushy as possible for workers, not just to get people back into the office, but also to aid recruitment in a tight labour market. Tenants at 50 Hudson Yards, home to BlackRock, an investment firm, and Meta, a social media giant, have access to a helipad, which offers 5-minute transfers to John F. Kennedy International Airport for roughly the price of an Uber SUV. Other offices provide services such as pet care, babysitting and dry cleaning. Landlords are rushing to spruce up older offices as well. The GM building, a 55-year-old tower overlooking Central Park and once owned by the Trump Organization, was recently refurbished to include a bar, lounge and fitness center with spin and yoga studios. Modern workers do not just seek luxury, however. They also want to salve their consciences. As a result, green buildings are increasingly popular. For landlords, these have the twin advantages of attracting higher rents and hedging against obsolescence as countries look to meet their net zero carbon goals. New energy efficiency requirements for buildings in England and Wales mean that more than half of London's office stock could be unusable by 2027. In Europe, buildings will be required to source roughly half their energy from renewable sources by 2030. Among the newer breed of offices, clean air, minimal carbon emissions and better insulation are commonplace. One Manhattan West, another tower in the Hudson Yards development, is powered entirely by renewable energy. Like many developers, the tower's owner, Brookfield, is aiming to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. Yet, one question hovers over the luxury boom, and it is a big one. What happens to the market if economic conditions deteriorate? After the global financial crisis of 2007 to 2009, premium buildings were hit less hard than their more humble rivals, but the whole industry suffered. In London, prime office rents in the third quarter of 2009 were 35% below their peak in 2007. The owners of today's luxury towers must hope that foie gras and high-tech gyms will protect them next time around.